This is 1490 KWAB, news and talk that matter.
The end of an election is the beginning of a new day.
Well, if there are more than enough votes to change the outcome.
It is time to get on with the business of organizing the new administration.
Al Gore thought he had lost fair and square.
Does it ever seem like they're playing handball against the curtains?
Governor Bush was the winner in Florida.
Al Gore
changed the outcome.
Governor Bush lost fair and square.
Ask him to reconsider.
Al Gore
ignoring democracy itself.
As America's next president.
Not yet been counted at all.
Count those for Al Gore.
He was ready to concede.
They're the ones in power. We're not.
As America's next president.
Not yet.
Next president.
Not yet.
Next president.
Not yet.
It's not up for me to accept or reject.
Houston, we have a problem.
Even though we send ambassadors into other countries when they can't elect their leaders, here at 1490 KWAB, we're keeping a positive attitude that at some point we will have a new president. Stay tuned to Glenn Galich in the morning.
You get the feeling that the polling agencies post-election are looking for something to do. You know, they have to justify a budget like anyone else.
Laura Flanders from 9 to noon, Clark Howard noon to 3, and Mike Flanagan in the afternoon.
They want to get it done quickly, you know. The Gore people feel this business about 60% of Americans thinking it should be over. You know, probably 100% of Americans think it should be over.
KWAB is committed to bringing you the latest developments in this historic presidential election. What else is there to talk about? Elian Gonzalez?